不同于宗教和神话中的宇宙观。
Unlike the cosmology of religion and the mythology,
就连一些科学家也相信，宇宙是超级智慧精心设计的。
Even some scientists believe that the universe is a super intelligent and carefully designed creation.
那么，科学家是怎么看待这个问题的呢？
So, how do scientists view this issue?
20多年前，
20 years ago,
当我刚开始对科学史感兴趣的时候，
When I first became interested in the history of science,
就读到过这样一种观点。
I have heard this view before.
其中有一篇文章印象极深。
One article in particular left a strong impression on me.
就是核物理学家。
Just like with physicists.
散文家詹克明的长篇科学散文，题目是《裸猿道德篇》。
A long-form scientific essay by essayist Jan Keeming is titled Naked Garden Ethics.
再次赞叹一下。
Praise this.
这是我看到的由科学家撰写的最优美的散文。
This is the most beautiful prose I have ever seen written by scientists.
这篇长达10000字的散文中有一个小标题。
The essay, which is over 10,000 words long, has a subheading.
我至今记忆犹新。
I still remember vividly.
题目是，大自然真的不懂数学吗？
Title, Does Nature Really Not Understand Mathematics?
文中就说，
宇宙大爆炸后，
The text mentions that after the Big Bang,
已近于临界速度膨胀了151年。
It has been expanding at a rate approaching the critical speed for about 15 billion years.
它与临界速度的差异不会超过10的36次方分之一。
The difference between it and the critical speed is no more than 1/36th power of 10.
假如我国12亿人，每人把中国大百科全书73册记一亿汉字。
If each of the 1.2 billion people in China has 73 copies of the Chinese encyclopedia with nearly 100 million characters,
英国大百科全书19册
A comprehensive book of 19 volumes, British encyclopedia,
近2亿字母
200 million letters,
美国大百科全书30册
Encyclopedia Britannica, 30 volumes.
近2亿字母各抄2遍
200 million letters, each copied twice.
只要其中有一个人抄错
As long as one person operates.
一个字母错误就已达到10的18次方分之一
A single letter error can reach 184th power. However,
宇宙膨胀的精确程度比这还要准确。
The precision of the expansion of the universe is even more accurate than this.
101亿倍，大自然真的不懂数学吗？
Does nature really not understand math?
在我们看来，
In our opinion,
如此吃力，如此高不可攀的事情，
Such a difficult and unattainable thing.
大自然为什么如此轻松？
Why is nature so relaxed?
如此漫不经心的一蹴而就呢？
So casual and spontaneous.
当年这段文字给我留下了极深的印象。
This passage left a deep impression on me.
相信每个人读到此处都会有所思考。
I believe everyone who reads this will have something to think about.
宇宙这个奇迹是由超级智慧精心计算和设计的吧。
The miracle of the Exodus was carefully calculated and designed by the superintelligent being.
除了超级智慧，
In addition to superintelligence,
谁还能算得这么精确呢？
Who can be so precise?
然而，
However,
多年之后，
years later,
我不禁又反问道，
I couldn't help but ask again.
奇迹
Miracle
就一定是精心设计和计算好的吗？
Is it necessarily a carefully designed and calculated result?
不一定。
Not necessarily.
例如，一枚精子与卵子结合的概率通常不超过一亿分之一。
For example, the probability of a sperm cell combining with an egg cell is usually no more than 1 in 100 million.
因此，这枚精子的成功就算是个奇迹。
Therefore, the success of this sperm is a miracle.
但这个成功的精子的速度和路线一定是精心设计和计算的吗？
But must the speed and route of these successful sperm be carefully designed and calculated?
当然不是，现代医学发现。
Of course, it's not modern medicine's discovery.
由于卵子的细胞壁很厚。
Due to the thick cell wall of the egg.
要有许多的精子。
Of many sperm.
不停地敲击。
Constant tapping.
才会打开一个口子冲进去。
Then open a loophole and rush in.
因此
Therefore,
中奖的精子并不是跑得
The winning sperm are not running.
最快的
The fastest.
也不是最健康的
Not the healthiest.
更谈不上最聪明的
Not to mention the smartest.
他只是最幸运的一个
He was just the luckiest one.
换言之
In other words,
只要精子向卵子发出上亿次的爱的冲锋
As long as the gold rushes to the egg with a billion love attacks,
成功就是迟早的事儿
Success is inevitable.
也就是说
That is to say,
如果我们只看到唯一的成功者
If we only see the successful ones,
那就只能用奇迹来解释
That's the only explanation left.
但是如果你还看到了上亿的失败者
But if you still see hundreds of millions of failures,
那就没啥奇迹
Then there is nothing special.
只有概率
Only probability.
这就是概率论的伟大意义
This is the great significance of probability theory.
回头再看看那个完美无缺的宇宙临界速度。
Look back at that perfect, flawless universe's critical speed.
它背后会不会也有亿万个失败者呢
？Could there be billions of failures behind it?
目前的这个宇宙会不会是无数个中途翻车的实验中的偶然幸存的
？Is the current universe the accidental survivor of countless midpoint failures?
且被我们看到的那个幸运儿呢？再逆向思维一下。
And let's reverse the thinking of that lucky person we saw.
如果这个宇宙也翻车了
，If this universe also crashes,
也不会有今天的人类。
There will also be no humans today.
当然，就不会有人提出上述的疑问。
Of course, no one would raise such questions.
看到这里
，Here，
你就会发现，对于奇迹的形成有两种不同的解释。
You will find that there are two different explanations for the formation of miracles.
一种是精心设计论
，One is a carefully designed argument.
另一种是概率论。
Another is probability theory.
后者又叫做运气。
The latter, also known as luck.
前者相信有造物主。
The latter believes in a creator.
造物主有超级的智慧。
The creator has super intelligence.
后者反对有造物主，认为尝试的次数足够多了。
The latter opposes the idea that the number of attempts made by the creator is sufficient.
就一定会有小概率的奇迹的诞生。
There will definitely be a small probability of miracles.
后来又有人发现。
Later, another person discovered that.
无论是神创论还是设计论。
Whether it's the theory of creation or the theory of design.
都似乎是道果为因
，all seem to be caused by the Tao fruit，
也就是通过结果反过来找原因
That is, to find the cause by reversing the result.
编故事，好了。
Let's make a story.
关于宇宙是否有创造者的话题。
The topic of whether there is a creator in the universe.
正方与反方的观点都是很有智慧含量的。
Both the arguments from both sides are very insightful.
那么你又赞同哪一个呢？
Which one do you agree with?
当然。
Of course.
争论并未止步于此。
The argument did not end there.
反对造物主的人还会发现，我们的这个宇宙设计的既谈不上精心。
Those who oppose the concept of a creator will also find that our universe is not meticulously designed.
也谈不上精妙。
Not particularly brilliant.
如果真有超级设计师的话。
If there really were super designers.
这个设计师也会被吐槽。
This designer will also be criticized.
因为有些人发现，宇宙如果是设计的。
Because some people find that if the universe is designed,
那么这个设计未免有些粗心大意。
This design is a bit careless.
这些粗心大意的设计。
These careless designs.
甚至发生在万物之灵的人的身上。
Even on the people of the spirits.
例如，人脑的感觉器官都在前面。
For example, the sensory organs of the human brain are all in the front.
就是在我们的脸上。
On our faces.
他们是眼睛。
They are eyes.
鼻子。
Nose.
耳、口、舌。
Ears, mouth, and tongue.
由于感知器官都在颅骨的外面，与颅内的大脑有骨骼的隔离。
Because the sensory organs are located outside the skull and are in contact with the brain, which is inside the skull.
无论是视觉
whether visual,
听觉还是嗅觉、味觉
hearing or smell or taste,
都要通过神经传到颅内的脑细胞。
All brain cells must pass through the nervous system to reach the brain,
才能真正的被感知。
Only then can it be truly perceived.
按照距离最短的原则。
According to the principle of shortest distance.
连通五官的神经应该是穿过面部颅骨才对。
The nerves that connect the five senses should pass through the skull.
但遗憾的是。
Unfortunately.
设计师之前并没有给这些神经预留通道。
Previously, the designers had not allocated channels for these nerves.
因此，感知神经只好从后脑绕行很长的距离到达面颊。
Therefore, the sensory nerve can only bypass the long distance from the back of the brain to the cheek.
这样一来
That's how it works.
不光距离远
Not only is the distance far,
而且因为眼皮薄神经也更加敏感。
Furthermore, due to thin eyelids and sensitive nerves,
所以打脸比打别的部位更疼。
Therefore, the part of the eye that is being treated is more painful than other parts of the body.
当然也更容易受伤。
Of course, it's also easier to get injured.
类似的设计缺陷的例子数不胜数。
There are countless examples of similar design flaws.
这表明，如果说有设计师，这个设计也不是一次完成的。
This indicates that the design is not completed in one go, but rather a process.
而是经历了许多次的大补丁。
Instead, it has undergone many major patches.
还有，宇宙的设计也不是一次完成的。
The design of the universe is not a one-time event.
更谈不上完美。
Not to mention perfect.
宇宙从开始到今天并非井井有条。
The universe has not been orderly from the beginning to today.
我们看到的太阳系的八大行星各行其道。
The eight planets in our solar system, each with its own path.
只是宇宙中极个别的现象。
It is just a rare phenomenon in the universe.
在浩瀚的宇宙中
In the vast universe,
仍然有星云
There are still nebulae.
在孕育新一代的恒星
In the creation of the next generation of stars.
那里仍然是混沌不清的
It was still a mess.
另外还有黑洞
There are also black holes.
那里面会把一切吸进去
It will suck everything in there.
万劫不复
It's too late.
另外还有僵尸行星和流浪行星
There are also zombie planets and wandering planets.
他们是漫无目的的灾难的制造者
They are the creators of aimless disasters.
还有大混乱
There is a big mess.
在我们太阳系的小行星
In our solar system, asteroids,
在有数以万计的小行星和陨石
with thousands of asteroids and meteorites,
每天都在相互的撞击
every day, they are constantly colliding.
实际上
in fact,
在我们的宇宙中
in our universe,
既有按照轨道运行的星体
There are celestial bodies that run according to orbits.
也有许多不规矩的星体引发的交通事故。
There have also been many accidents caused by irregular celestial bodies.
总之
In conclusion,
宇宙并没有表现出一开始就设计好的。
The universe doesn't appear to have been designed from the start.
或者后期有管理者的迹象。
In the later stages, there are signs of management.
我们不能够被太阳系的局部的秩序
We cannot be the local order of the solar system.
一叶障目或者以偏概全
To be blinded by a single leaf or to make a generalization based on limited information.
看到这里
Here,
你或许就发现反对设计论的人是在讲宇宙是没有设计。
You might find that those who oppose design arguments are saying that the universe is not designed.
没有目标的。
Without a goal.
不懂数学的。
I don't understand math.
那么如果是这样的一切。
What if everything is like this?
不但没有目标和方向。
Not only did they lack a goal and direction.
其结果也将是未知的。
The results will also be unknown.
其未来也将是不可预测的。
Its future will also be unpredictable.
那么，为什么会有人执着于目标和方向呢？
So why do people get so fixated on goals and directions?
最后向大家推荐一本书。
Finally, I recommend a book to everyone.
就是这本书。名字叫《起源万物大历史》。
The title of the book is A Grand History of the Origin of All Things.
这也是比尔·盖茨推荐的书目，讲了从宇宙起源到人类历史的内在逻辑。
This book, recommended by Bill Gates, also discusses the inherent logic of the universe from its origin to human history.
作者
Author
大卫·克里斯蒂安教授是所谓大历史学派的代表人物。
Professor David Christian is a representative of the so-called Big History School.
在此特别推荐一下。
I would like to recommend this to you.
好了。
Okay.
今天就聊这些。
Let's talk about this for now.
再见。
Goodbye.